You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's a fake con job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump has tweeted that, reacting to a Washington Post report that he wanted the Attorney General to hold a news conference to declare the president had broken no laws in his much-scrutinized call with Ukraine's leader, asking for an investigation into the 2016 election and Joe Biden and son. But Bill Barr wouldn't do it. Well, the president wrote the Attorney General did not decline his request, adding the Justice Department has already ruled the call was good.
It's all a hoax. It's a scam. And you know who helps them? These people right back here, the media.
The president said at a rally last night in Louisiana. Now this hour, House Democrats who insist he did violate his oath of office hope to get more answers. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Dave, former National Security Advisor John Bolton is not expected to show up for his closed-door interview with committees conducting the impeachment inquiry. Bolton was thrust into the spotlight of the probe after former top Russia advisor Fiona Hill testified that he described efforts to have Ukraine announce political corruption investigations as a drug deal. Another witness, advisor to Vice President Mike Pence, Jennifer Williams, has arrived on the Hill for questioning. Williams was reportedly on the July 25th phone call with President Trump and the leader of Ukraine. Dave.
Rachel, a mother murdered along with two of her children, will be laid to rest today in Mexico.
Hundreds of mourners arriving the quiet little Mormon enclave in La Mora under protection from Mexican security ahead of today's funerals for the nine Americans slaughtered on Monday. Many getting a firsthand look at the carnage that unfolded at the hands of vicious drug cartel gunmen.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The family believes the three women and six kids were targeted intentionally. Mexico's president disputes that, suggesting they were caught in the crossfire of a drug gang war. Hope is fading in Dayton, Ohio. For a police officer shot during a drug raid Monday night, the police chief calls the head wounds not survivable. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Did.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
His nickname is the Terminator. An African warlord whose notorious war crimes got him a record-setting prison sentence today.
For sexual slavery of children.
A judge at the International Criminal Court in The Hague reeling off a string of charges as he jails Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda for 30 years.
For persecution as a crime against humanity. 30 years of imprisonment.
It's the heaviest sentence the court has ever handed down. Ntaganda's crimes, including murder, child rape, and conscripting child soldiers. He was convicted in July for his role in an ethnic conflict in Congo 17 years ago. He's already appealing. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
In China, a drug trafficker was sentenced to death. Two others got life in prison among nine sentenced for their roles smuggling fentanyl into the U.S. It's a rare case that involves collaboration between China and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, cracking down on the synthetic opioid blamed in an epidemic of overdoses and deaths. Now, the day after word came out that an initial U.S.-China trade deal might be delayed until next month, the two countries have also agreed to reduce some tariffs. Two men who used to be Twitter employees are now accused spies.
Ahmad Abuamo already appeared in federal court in Seattle. He was ordered held until a detention hearing Friday. He's a U.S. citizen, and he is accused of spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Ali Al-Zabara is a Saudi citizen. Federal prosecutors say he was recruited by a social media advisor to the Saudi royal family. After Twitter officials confronted him about accessing some 6,000 Twitter accounts, he got on a plane and flew to Saudi Arabia. Federal prosecutors in Northern California say the men received money, and Abu Amu received an expensive watch as well. The social media rep for the Saudi royal family has also been charged with spying. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, we may see more gains this morning. Dow futures up more than 100 points out of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council has voted to keep the tax levy at the same rate as it has for the last 7 years. The tax levy will bring in from $24 to $26.1 million. The city staff predicts the city will see a $723,000 increase over last year's levy. The tax levy for next year will be set at 1.3152%. An 84-year-old Rankin woman died Tuesday in a two-vehicle wreck that happened southeast of Paxton. Mary Diskin died at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. 73-year-old Nancy Lee was ticketed for disregarding a stop sign. A 28-year-old Cisna Park man is dead after a wreck on Illinois 49 near County Road 1000 North, a few miles north of Cisna Park on Tuesday evening. Kevin Hansen was pronounced dead at Iroquois Memorial Hospital in Watseka. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Visit the new Nyer restaurant in Campus Town in the heart of Champaign. Chef Dad Morrow talks about the feedback he's been getting from customers.
We're getting great support from the community. I see a lot of, people, familiar faces, people I've seen before, and a lot of new faces on campus. So I think it's a really dynamic environment where you can come to the restaurant, and there's a really good energy and a good vibe.
Visit Nyer Restaurant at 212 East Green Street, or get the menu online at nyerrestaurant.com.
I am a veteran. I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like nowhere was safe.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding the help I needed. Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Well, I hotel and conference center, Houlihan's restaurant, it's all there. Houlihan's, man. Love it.
It's awesome. They have terrific happy apps and drink specials between 4 and 6 and 9 to close all day on Sunday. Also on Sunday is their featured brunch between 9 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
They have a delicious breakfast weekdays between 7 and 10 that you want to tap into.
All those eggs, pretty good?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. And any kind of omelet that you want, they can whip it up for you. It's a perfect place to meet friends for a nice dinner or talking over business.
Yep.
And Houlihan's is just south of the State Farm Center.
All right. It's Houlihan's Restaurant, all part of the iHotel and Conference Center. Again, Houlihan's, say hey to my buddy Sam, south of the State Farm Center in Champaign. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast now from the National Weather Service.
We've got some clouds this morning, breezy, partly sunny by this afternoon, high 36 and 18 our low tonight. Only up to 34 and down to 22 tomorrow, up towards 50 with partly cloudy conditions on Saturday and Sunday, down into the freezing point in the evening. The snow showers are in the forecast Monday morning with a high 29 and a low 10. Right now the temperature's at 30 and the wind chill at 16, ESPN 93.5.
All right, don't forget Jeremy Warner Show. That's tomorrow from 9 to 11. They'll be live at Duncan in Champaign on West Springfield. And if you want to listen, that'd be awesome. And you want to go out there, that'd be even better. Jay Layman, All-American linebacker, will be handing out some of this brand new Beyond Sausage sandwiches from Duncan. Used to be Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, same one, but it's called Duncan. And it's West Springfield for this location. Tomorrow, 9 to 11, 8 to 10, Jay Lane will be dropping in as well on the phone with me tomorrow, getting ready for this. But they want you to go to West Springfield, the Dunkin' location, for the new great-tasting plant-based Beyond Sausage sandwich from Dunkin'. Well, we don't have Monticello High School in our studio. How about you guys? Who's in charge here?
I'm in charge.
Well, and what is your name?
I am Trisha Shaw, and I'm the director of the Madrigals.
Trisha Shaw is here with the Monticello Madrigals. They all are in tuxes and long dresses. We thank you for doing that. Actually, we're on YouTube television, so I can't fake. But you guys are looking good, and you got up bright and early, a little earlier than normal.
No, we're pretty used to early mornings.
Are you? Do you practice early in the morning?
We do, every other day at 7:15.
7:15, not 5 a.m. or anything? Okay. Did Monticello win their football game?
No. We did not.
You play St. Joe, Ogden, was that?
Yes.
I think college.
It was Unity. Or it was DeCoin.
DeCoin? Why are you playing DeCoin? Anyway, Colley's a heck of a coach out there. Really,
we appreciate him.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so tell me what you have going on.
Well, we have Madrigal dinner tickets that went on sale last week, and they're currently on sale now, so you can get those at sages.us. Just click on the link. We have dinners coming up on the 13th and 14th of December, and we also have a concert on Sunday. So if you're interested in just seeing us in costume for the first time with all of our costume pieces, right, everybody?
Yeah.
That is Sunday night at 7 at the First Presbyterian Church in Monticello.
Awesome. Tricia, I know you work really hard. How many freshmen? Hold your hands up. Sophomores? Juniors? Seniors? Nice mix. And you've worked so hard.
Most of these students I've had since fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah, for better or for worse. Yep. That's on their side and mine.
All right, sages.us.
Yes.
All right, and you guys are actually going to sing?
We are.
Awesome. What do you got?
We're going to sing Can't Buy Me Love, which is, of course, a Beatles tune, but it was rearranged to be in Madrigal fashion.
Awesome.
So it's quite a fun one.
All right, so it's the Monticello Madrigals. They got a big show coming up. And dinner and all of the fun stuff, you can learn more about at sages.us. And I want to hear it.
All right.
I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Everybody tells me so.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love. Oh, no, oh, no. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I've got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. La 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 la. Say that you need no diamond rings and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things that money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love.
That was awesome. Clap. So it sounds like we have a studio audience. Clap, clap, everybody. Yeah. I mean, that you just stood off to the side, Tricia. You weren't directing or anything. You just got this autopilot. That's really good. That was really good.
Well, sometimes it takes us a little bit of time to get used to it. I have to remember to step out in rehearsal so that they don't feel like they're walking the plank at our concerts without a conductor. So
that's awesome.
We're both getting used to that.
Well, good for you. I think the sound was outstanding, particularly at 8:13 in the morning. That's really good.
Yeah, we haven't sung. We're fresh off a bus.
So no vocalizing, no nothing. You just came off cold and just hit the golf ball.
I woke him up. Right. We got off the bus, and here we are.
All right, you got another one?
We do.
All right.
It's called Solite.
Solite. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Monticello Madrigals, ESPN 93.5.
Solitaire, unigenito,
Cristo Dei Filio,
Redentori Domino, Puero Loia Centi, in Presepio.
Ein kleines Kinderlein liegt in dem Krippelein.
Alle liebe Engelein dienen dem Kinderlein.
Was in jedem Engelein
That's outstanding. That is really, really, really good. Well done. I want everybody to come to the microphones and say your name and your year. I want everybody to hear who you are. So let's just go ahead and start. And you just say your name and your year at Monticello High School.
Matt
Get nice and close, just like you're singing in a rock band.
I'm Matt Mulatto, and I'm a sophomore.
Good job, Matt.
I'm Ashley Long, and I'm a junior.
I'm Sophie Rund, and I'm a junior.
I'm Noah Beam, and I'm a junior.
I'm Avery Menacher, and I'm a junior.
I'm Rin Culpepper, and I'm a junior.
I'm Nick Timmons, and I'm a senior.
I know, Nick. Good job, Nick.
I'm Grace O'Brien, and I'm a senior.
I'm Caleb Peterson, and I'm a senior.
I'm Anna Peterson, and I'm a junior.
I'm Ben Keating, I'm a junior.
I'm Chase Yonka, I'm a sophomore.
I'm Samantha Zucker, and I'm a senior.
I'm Jacob Winke, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Claire Keating, and I'm a junior.
I'm Jacob Wilkin, and I'm a senior.
Nice voice.
I'm Emily Steffes, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Jack Brown, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Colton Mockby, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Joey Winke, and I'm a junior.
Well done. Go ahead, Trisha. I want to ask you one more thing. If you know, these kids work really hard to get ready for this. You have a beautiful sound. You're ready to go. And so you've got the concert on Sunday, but then you got the Madrigals with the dinners and all of that. How much does it cost?
Dinners are $25.
That's cheap.
It's cheap.
IMAX is like $16.
That's what I say.
Food.
That's what I say. We're cheaper than a movie because you get food.
There you go.
You have to pay $6 for a tub of popcorn.
And Monticello's a 20-minute drive. It's easy to get out there.
It is. And this year we're moving to Monticello Middle School, which is very strange for us. But we have a full stage there, full lighting.
Nice.
A really nice space.
Okay, sages.us want to book tickets.
Yep.
Well, Trisha, you work really hard at this, so do your kids. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Monticello Madrigals, sages.us if you're interested.
Houlihan's, located at First Street and St. Mary's Road, is the perfect place to meet someone and talk over plans as you enjoy a delicious meal. Their happy apps and drink specials are a terrific choice from 4 to 6 weekdays and all day Sunday. Their breakfast is awesome from 7 to 10 a.m. And coffee lovers, take note of the Starbucks brand as you run into the iHotel for a nice warm beverage to keep you going. Holiday gatherings coming up? Visit stayattheeye.com and discover some great options for family or company parties. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the iHotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arendt, Marcus Buckingham of StrengthFinder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
ESPN 93.5. They had a really nice sound.
Yeah.
It really did. All right, let's check your sports headlines at 8:18. Not much going on. Illinois getting ready to leave tomorrow for Michigan State. We take on the Spartans 2:30 Saturday afternoon, 13.5-point underdogs.
And the volleyball team won against Iowa.
They swept Iowa in Iowa City. Way to go, Chris Thomas, Nighthawk.
The Bulls won their third one, and we have NFL action tonight, but it doesn't involve any of our favorite
Chargers
teams.
At Oakland.
That's right.
But it is football, and you got basketball all over the board now. Interesting side note for Illini fans, basketball Grand Canyon will be on TV Friday night. The Arizona game inexplicably will not.
What?
You'd think it'd be the other way around.
That's right.
Anyway, at Grand Canyon, by the way, I heard the boys on the drive last night talking with a guy at the Arizona Republic, and apparently that's like one of the most intimidating home courts in basketball.
Is that right?
The kids are lined around the court. They have to rope it off.
Wow.
There's only 7,000 people, and it's intimidating, and it's loud, and they said it's ear-piercing. And Rick Pitino, when he took Louisville there, said he thought it was better than Duke. So it's going to be a real formidable spot. I don't know if Grand Canyon has the horses. I mean, Lonte was saying they have like six players, maybe six scholarship players, so they're really kind of shorthanded. All right, let's check your ESPN, see what happens. But Fighting Illini, lots of sports going on right now. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Starting out cloudy, high 36 today, 18 our low tonight with partly cloudy conditions. As we wrap up the week tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 34, low 22, up towards 50 for the high on Saturday and Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. But back into a few snow showers and cooler temperatures Monday, high 29, low 10. Right now, the temperature's at 30, ESPN 93.5.
Jeremy Warner Show again tomorrow, live from Dunkin' on West Springfield with Jay Layman handing out this new product from Dunkin' on West Springfield. Be listening as they'll have a blast eating and talking, which I generally can't do. I generally can't eat while I'm broadcasting, but those boys can.
Yes.
8:20 in Champaign, Urbana, live at the Pines in Urbana.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There were fewer people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims declined by 8,000 to 211,000, a sign the job market remains strong and employers are holding on to more workers. The number of new claims is smaller than predicted. Fashion brand Ralph Lauren's quarter was stronger than forecast. Its sales at existing stores in North America were up 2% in the quarter. Sales were also higher in Europe and Asia. However, the parent company of Lee and Wrangler Jeans reported a mixed quarter. Contour Brands was bringing in less money. It says part of the reason is Sears' bankruptcy last year. Streaming technology company Roku is still losing money. Its loss in the recent quarter is more than a year ago. Roku is spending more to compete with other streaming businesses. Its total operating expenses increased about 60%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Well, we're happy to have two remarkable humans in our studio right now, Dr. Jenny Hsu Lumetta. How are you, doctor? Wonderful having you in our studio. Thank you for coming. We also have Aaron Brown training to be a doctor. Carl Illinois Med student plans a different kind of health fair for the community November 10. What's this about, Aaron?
Basically, what we're trying to do is give back to the communities, kind of like where I come from. We are kind of geared towards different disadvantaged minorities in the area. Basically, I guess what kind of makes us different, I really want to get to the root of what the community wants more so than trying to bring them just different things that they may not be able to use. So initially, I will bring them a few resources. And then what I would do is kind of set up a survey system and possibly even a future town hall. We can all have a discussion where it's community members, physicians, just everybody there to be able to really get to the meat of what we can do as individuals and health professionals to improve health outcomes in the area.
Dr. Jenny Hsu Lumetta, how is all what you're doing so different? This is groundbreaking stuff, isn't it?
This is really groundbreaking. I think one of the things that part of Aaron's vision is really listening to the community's voice and empowering them to make the changes. We all know that it's really hard sometimes to change the focus from having blood health issues such as blood pressure problems or diabetes, but really what we can do is help them create a vision of what it means to be well and healthy and provide resources to them.
You know, they can't afford, I mean, I have a hard time affording my insurance. I mean, it's really getting tough. So people tend not to go to the doctor. They tend to because they can't pay for it. So you've got that barrier in some cases as well.
Yes, sir. That's kind of where I'm getting at as well. I knew, at least with my mother, she had issues coming up just with her health. So I saw how she had to make decisions between her health and making sure we ate. So that's kind of where I'm trying to meet people where they are instead of making them come to us. I'm trying to meet people where they are. And I wish some of those things was available in my community. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to
get back. You're reaching down into hitting a population that's not being talked to.
Yes.
But I think part of the hurdles of that, as we just touched on, is you're telling me I need to check my blood pressure when I got to figure out dinner tonight, right? I mean, it's a different level of survival, kind of.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So how do you break through?
That goes back to the point of really just kind of listening, and not just on the surface level as far as just hospital visits, more so seeing what we can do as individuals to just change certain policies that may be in place, just having conversations maybe with the bus service, just mm-hmm. see if we can possibly have a route that goes through different areas at different times, seeing if certain clinics can stay open, introducing them to certain clinics that are open. Like we, as medical students, have the night clinic. That's one thing that we've been doing. So it's an after-hours clinic that we have Monday through Thursday that starts at 5:30, and just allowing people to have that option to say, you know what, I'm off work now. Maybe I can take my kids to the doctor there.
So. And this service is for people who can't afford it, right? I mean,
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's one of the fears. And then they may not trust you. They don't know you. All those things you got to break down. Well, Aaron, I think it sounds awesome. Dr. Jenny Hsu Lumetta, how's it going at our new College of Medicine coupled with engineering? This is exciting.
This is really exciting. I'm really impressed with all the students who are here at Carl Illinois.
Are they smart?
They are very smart, very bright, very talented in so many ways. And I think one of the things that is really wonderful also with where things are started is that they get to really connect with patients from the get-go, from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I think that this healthy air is really an extension of that. We really want to form that relationship with the community, build a trust, listen to them, but then also meet them. So you mentioned, you know, somebody who needs to kind of figure out how to afford a dinner, mm-hmm. but also has blood pressure. Well, we need to also make sure that they understand the risks of uncontrolled blood pressure, yep. such as having heart attacks or stroke. Mm-hmm. And so we really need to make sure that they understand to take care of themselves and their families. They've got to take care of themselves.
Well, and having this different kind of health fair that Aaron Brown has come up with, it's happening Sunday between noon and 4:30 at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, which has a big fundraiser, by the way, on Friday that Stevie and I are a part of called Dancing with the CU Stars at the Refinery.
And
so,
Dr. Jenny, I see you as a potential celebrity dancer someday,
exactly.
So look out.
No, I am a ballroom dancer.
Oh, you?
Already is a ballroom dancer. So
listen,
there you go.
You might be getting a call from one Christy Ramshaw.
That's right.
He's always recruiting, and you're already a ballroom dancer. You'd be lovely. The foxtrot, ballroom.
I've done all that.
Waltz, all that?
I've done all that.
Come on, doctor. Where do you have time to dance?
The Don Moyer Boys and Girls.
That's awesome.
That's my dream, to actually get people to dance.
Okay,
really?
Great. It's just such a great way to exercise. Yes. I mean,
I can see a table
awesome.
For the College of Medicine.
There you go. Let's get that done.
Well,
so, but noon to 4:30 on Sunday is when this is happening at 201 East Park Street, and it's great that you're going to the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club to have these discussions on healthy lifestyles.
Yes, and they've been really, really helpful as far as just making sure that everybody kind of, you know, gets there and increasing the word. So they've been
yep.
really helpful.
And you can demystify some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Noon to 4 at the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club Sunday afternoon. It's available to everybody.
That's right.
Hey, I'm excited, and I'm really excited about this whole engineering medicine thing. I think this, in the next decade, stand back.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff could be coming out of Champaign-Urbana that is world-shaking.
Yes.
Yes.
It is
you.
A cool combination when you put our engineering with our medicine now. Way to go, Phyllis Wise. She got this thing going. I love Phyllis Wise. She really did. Hey, listen, thank you for coming in. Aaron, congratulations. And second year, you said, huh?
Yes, sir.
So how many more years till you are wearing the white jacket? Come on.
Well, I'm already wearing the white jacket, but the official white jacket, I guess 2 more years until I kind of get into a residency.
Man.
And then after that, I have more time.
Can you
time,
believe it?
So.
You're going to be Dr. Bubba. You're going to be Dr. Brown. Come on.
Still a lot of work to go. So.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
right.
to it. And Jenny, how many years did you go to school?
So I went to medical school for 4 years.
Okay.
And did residency for 3 years.
Where was your residency?
So I did my residency here at the University of Illinois
awesome.
College of Medicine.
We're glad you're here for life, Jenny. Glad you're here for life.
Medicine.illinois.edu for details.
Thank you both for coming in.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice to meet both of you. We're talking to medical student Aaron Brown and Dr. Jenny Shu Lametta. Thank you for both coming in. ESPN 93.5. It is 8:32. Speaking of Don Moyer.
Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for
Friday, November 8th, Sam. Stevie J and I are so excited to be a part of the festivities at the Refinery with our professional dancing friends from Art in Motion. Last year, Ali Sahi won. This year's the mission of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
We still serve over 1,000 kids each year, enriching educational experiences in a safe environment and through our after-school programs and assisting in learning for lifelong success.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at dmbgc.org.
Ready to change jobs? Where you're working is putting your feet to sleep, or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity? You're hungry to grow? You believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, stevie@sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's stevie@sjbroadcasting.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton, a no-show, was a witness for the impeachment inquiry this morning.
Jennifer Williams, the other witness summoned here today, did show up. She is a National Security Council staffer to Vice President Pence. She's detailed over to the White House right now from the State Department.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Relatives with armed guards are in Mexico for funerals for 9 members of a Mormon family murdered on Monday.
Leah Staden is one of the relatives.
It wasn't an accident. They weren't in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Donna Rae Langford will be buried at the first funeral this morning along with 2 of her children. Later today, Ronita Maria Miller and 4 of her kids will be interred. A third funeral is planned for tomorrow.
Fox's Evan Brown. An escaped 13-year-old armed robbery and murder suspect in North Carolina is back in custody, turned in by his mother after showing up at his uncle's house. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former University of Illinois employee is accused of stealing rare musical books from a campus library and then selling them. The assistant state's attorney said 71-year-old Thomas McGreery's position allowed him to access the materials in the music library. He was accused of getting control over musical books worth more than $500, knowing they were stolen. The allegations came to light when the vendor to whom McGreery had allegedly sold a book offered it back to the university for sale, not realizing where it had come from. McGreery's charged with theft. A 28-year-old Sisson Park man is dead after a wreck on Illinois 49 near County Road 1000 North, a few miles north of Sisson Park on Tuesday evening. Kevin Hansen was pronounced dead at Iroquois Memorial Hospital in Watseka. Hansen was driving a Chevy Impala when he rear-ended a loaded grain wagon being pulled by a tractor driven by 63-year-old Fred Herleman of Anarga. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store and Sleep Shop. As a mom, no is the last thing I want to hear, but at Ashley Home Store, we're saying
no, no, no.
So you can say yes, yes, yes to your dream home. With no minimum purchase, no down payments, and 0% interest for 5 years, you can completely redesign your home in a style that's truly your own. This furniture for all sale ends November 11th. Visit our designers at your locally owned Ashley Home Store for a free style consultation today. Located at 602 West Anthony Drive, Champaign. At Ashley Home Store, this is home.
For the past 16 years, Salt and Light has been a place where many have found help with basic needs, but also a place of refuge. The future of Salt and Light is now in danger. Visit us online at saltandlightministry.org to learn how you can partner in bringing help and hope to our community.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got a high 36 expected today. Cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy in the evening with a low 18 expected. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 34, low 22. Up towards 50 on Saturday and Sunday. But cold weather back on Monday with a few snow showers, high 29, low 10. Right now, the temperature's at 31, feels like 18. ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you find it difficult to talk money, you're not alone. Many married and committed couples struggle with the money talk. Busey wants you to know a few statistics. More than 4 in 10 have no idea what their spouse makes. And 10%, 1 out of 10, miss the mark by a lot. What are your spending habits? Are you impulsive? Are you a saver? You donate to charities? Do you have a joint or separate bank account? What are your financial goals and priorities? Busey can provide an array of solutions. Tailored to you and your partner's needs. You don't have to have a cookie-cutter thing. Busey Wealth Management will get with you and plan it out, and then you have peace of mind knowing you got a plan. You got a roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
No matter your stage in life, Busey will be there along the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations for solutions to your personal business and wealth management needs. Member FDIC, investment products and services not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. Busey for over 150 years, and I wonder often what that first Busey was like in 1868.
Right. Will the ATM have some place for their horses
to
drive up?
I know. Hello, welcome to Busey. May we help you? Was it clear or muddy with the horses?
Right.
I'd like to take $5 out. What? What are you going to do with it, Buck?
They have the gun and the holster and everything.
All right. What were you going to say?
We were talking about the veterans and the awesome work West Rotary is doing at the Hilton Garden Inn on Monday. Doors open at 11. Unity Banner Singers. They've got a flag ceremony. Pete Malinkovic is going to talk about his experiences in the military. Should be a great time for you to take somebody who's been in the military before, a veteran, and you can sign up for the $20 at Veterans Day. OneOnOne.com.
Okay.
Just a few seats left.
Just a few seats.
Filled up. Hilton Garden Inn Monday.
That'd be an awesome event.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, Duncan will be side of the live broadcast tomorrow morning with the Jeremy Warner Show. They'll be there 9 to 11 on West Springfield, right before you get to Mattis. Beautiful Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, wait a minute, isn't it called Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, no, they're doing the rebranding thing.
Well, and they're Dunkin' offering a lot more food. So it's definitely a new deal. And there are people with all kinds of, you know, strict diets. And Dunkin' has something for vegans, which is like, say, what?
The Beyond Sausage Sandwich.
Yeah, it's plant-based, and I'm anxious to try that. Jay Layman will be there handing out samples. So go get a sample, and then just say, I'm still deciding, Jay, give me another. And bam, breakfast will be done.
Tomorrow, 2008 West Springfield.
Jay Layman will drop in on the program a couple of times just to remind us, and 9 to 11 with Jeremy Warner, and Jay will be there handing out sandwiches 8 to 10. Tomorrow, Duncan, West Springfield, and Champaign.
And they'll be combing over the details about the Illini-Michigan State game, 2:30 kick on Saturday.
Yep, we'll touch on that and more next, 20 before 9.
It's that time again to award the Myopus Plus and Long Scratch Player of the Week. The Week 10 Myopus Plus and Long Scratch Player of the Week is not just one player of the week. The athletes of the week are on all the local teams who made it to the second round of the playoffs. In Class 1A, we congratulate the Fisher Bunnies, who defeated Cumberland 26-14, and the Arcola Purple Riders, who defeated Tri-County 42-19. In Class 2A, we congratulate the Watsika Warriors, who upended Tremont 19-8, the GCMS Falcons, who shut out Rushville Industry 48-0, the Oakwood Comets, who defeated Nokomis 20-0, and the Tuscola Warriors, who ended Flora's season 42-14. In Class 3A, we congratulate the Paxton Buckley the Panthers, who dismantled Chicago Carver 46-6. And in 4A, we congratulate the Tolono Unity Rockets, who beat Clinton 42-14 for winning the Myopus Plus and Long Scratch Player of the Week. Best of luck to these teams in round two of the IHSA football tournament. The Player of the Week is also sponsored by Prospect Bank.
Stop and smell the roses in life with technology, the hustle and bustle of life, or just stress. So many factors can make life less enjoyable. Blossom Basket Florists can help take some of the stress away and make you feel better with the bouquet of their flowers in your home. The fresh smells and the vibrant colors of their flowers can put your mind at ease. It's the small wins in life that make the world a better place for each individual. So head online to blossombasket.com and place your order today.
Sergeant Mark McAllister is his name. Sergeant for the Champaign County Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
Now, as far as working with the canines, I know Stevie and I are big fans of dogs. Talk about that chapter.
That was unbelievable, honestly. The training was tough. I mean, it was a lot of training. It was a lot of training after the initial training. Once you have the dog, it was a lot of extra work on top of your daily duties. But very rewarding.
And you have a hard time separating out. You know, you're working versus, give me BB.
Yeah.
You know, it's that kind of a...
It is, although it's almost a different mode. Like, even the dog itself, you know, from being at home to, okay, when we get in the car, it's time to...
Time to put it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can't fool the dog.
No.
They kind of know. Then they also become very connected, don't they, with you?
Absolutely.
So if somebody gets near you, that's bad for the other person?
They don't like that.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.com. Drove to Long Branch last night looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party. Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers. Yeah, so last night we had the half slab ribs.
Yeah.
The kind that they brought out to the drive and lawn, and Derek devoured them.
Yes.
And didn't get any.
Uh-huh.
I think it's
I feel your pain on that. I was here, too. It smells so great. And well, then it's like, where are they?
You know, when you serve ribs, isn't it difficult to get them to stay hot? My ribs were hot the entire meal to where you had to blow on it.
Yummy.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
He said you have to heat the bone
I
really
see.
Hot to keep the meat. Well, I've never had meat.
Donnie is a meat guy.
Yeah, he is.
Long anyway. Branch Steakhouse, downtown Gifford. My brother Michael always used to say, I love a drive with a date so we can really, you know,
yeah, talk
hit
a little
some
bit.
Topics,
yeah.
Knock some things out for the holiday list. It's all good.
All right, there you go. Long Branch on Main Street. Gracie had Gracie's salad. He named a dish after Grace.
I see.
It's a steak salad, and it's called Gracie's salad on the menu.
Nice.
Anyway, that's what my daughter had. So we had ribs, shish kebab, and the Gracie salad.
Yes.
Janet said the shish kebab was amazing.
I've had the shish kebab. It's wonderful.
Really good with the peppers and stuff. Yeah. Quick sports headlines, 845 ESPN 93.5.
Illinois volleyball swept Iowa. Now they're on to Ann Arbor to face Michigan at 6 o'clock on Saturday. In East Lansing, taking on Michigan State on Saturday at 2:30, our Fighting Illini football team. When it comes to our men's basketball team on Friday, they'll be in Phoenix for an 8 o'clock contest against Grand Canyon. Sunday, they'll be in Tucson, Arizona to take on Arizona. Tonight in NFL action, L.A. Chargers and Oakland will be going at it. Sunday, we'll have the Detroit Lions at Soldier Field to take on the Bears. Colts will host Miami. Atlanta is in New Orleans, Stevie. And Carolina is in Green Bay. We also had a trending story in college basketball with Cole Anthony, a freshman at North Carolina. North Carolina beating Notre Dame 76-65. Cole Anthony with 34 points to break a record. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Are you in the market for a new home? You don't have to settle for the 3 or 4 loan products that many banks offer. Hi, I'm Joni Utenich, mortgage lender with Molitor Financial Group right here in Champaign. With just one application and one credit pull, I shop the top wholesale lenders in the nation, so you don't have to. And because I have more options, I have a greater approval percentage. At Molitor Financial, all we do is mortgages, so we can close our loans in 30 days or less, even the government loans. Call me today at 217-714-0883.
And MLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Hey, I'm Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers when I was a Major League Baseball player. Now I do yard work, raise my boys, and get the occasional 18 holes in, but I still have to deal with that Hall of Fame pain. I use Blue Emu pain relief products. The Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis or Continuous Spray are easy to use. I just spray or rub it on. No stinging or burning. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hey guys, it's Shane from Rosati's. Hard to believe, but Christmas is less than 40 days away. And I'm here to remind you that gift certificates from Rosati's Pizza make a great gift or stocking stuffer. Right now, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. You're giving and receiving when you shop local with Rosati's Pizza. Again, buy $25 in gift certificates and get $5 for yourself. We're making your holiday shopping easy this year. Stop in Rosati's at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or give us a call at 328-2334.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, Call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here you go. Weather.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 36, 18 our low tonight. Northwesterly winds at 16 miles per hour right now. High 34 tomorrow, down to 22. Over the weekend, partly cloudy, high near 50 expected. Snow showers and cooler conditions again on Monday, high 29, low 10. They're calling it the Arctic Blast with a 1-2 punch.
What?
The first of the punches today.
Man.
Right now, the temperature's at 31, feels like 18. ESPN 93.5.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. With our free AutoZone Loaner Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with our great deals, like 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
We made an offer the other day. We have a new partner. Love Mark Martinez.
Well, you've done very well in this job interview. I want to know what powers you through the day.
Well, I use a AAA battery as a backup on my alarm clock. Then I turn on my TV for the weather with my AA powered remote. I drove here in my car that has an MT58 Interstate battery. Oh, I forgot about my watch. It has a coin cell battery from Interstate Battery. I once had a fire in my house, and I knew about it because my smoke detector had a 9-volt Interstate battery. So I guess you could say that Interstate Battery powers me. If you need the hookup, go to them in Champaign on Mass.
Wow, you seem charged up for this job.
Yeah, they are charged up.
Excellent.
All those batteries. Okay, Charles said something.
Yeah, you were talking about being attacked earlier because of political attire.
Like the hats and shirts.
Yes,
and, yeah.
And I can tell you it's just as bad when you fall in the middle of the political spectrum. I refer to myself as a Dempublican. Both sides of the aisle have ideals that appeal to me. But I hate when most people demand you pick a side or mm-hmm. label. Being attacked by both sides for your beliefs can be pretty exhausting.
Well, there's that. I people probably perceive me as something as far as politically, but there are things that I would clearly go against the Republican Party on. I totally believe in the Dreamers being citizens. That's not what the hardline believes. I think we're so far past trying to send people out of this country. So the people that brought here when they're 4, they got to be citizens. That makes total sense. But as far as, you know, totally figuring out a system on our border, why in the world wouldn't you want that? Open borders is just unbelievable to me how one could be proponent of open borders. You would not take the front door off of your home for the same reasons you wouldn't have an open border. You don't know who's coming in, and you're a little nervous about the protection of your family. Look at America as your family, and you'll get it. So I don't get that. So I have differing, both sides kind of agree on some things, but mm-hmm. there's no question, particularly on the Democratic side, they have totally changed in the good old days of Paul Simon, who Senator Simon, I might have disagreed philosophically, but he was a man you could talk with and be decent to.
Agreed.
And now it's like scream and hate, and you're the hater, and they scream at you, and good luck wearing a MAGA hat on campus. You wouldn't do it for fear of being hurt, and that is different. You can, you know, chide somebody for wearing a political shirt, but you won't attack them. But now you've got a faction of our population. It's not a big faction, but the Antifas, who are out there just determined to stop you because you're a hater and you need to be stopped. That's just not accurate or correct. In this country, I can stand on a corner and I can scream the beauties of Barack Obama and I can scream the beauties of Donald Trump without fear of retribution, or it used to be. That's why I think these polls that you get are so inaccurate. Whatever they say, I don't trust.
Right.
because I don't think I would talk to anybody because I wouldn't want anybody to know what I really thought.
Exactly.
It's there's that fear now. You have a fear. So that's what part of it is, like, I'll scare you into doing my way or you're in trouble. What is that? That's not America. So here's hoping that that kind of thought and thinking and action gets squashed. It's a free speech issue, and we need to be able to talk to each other. And that's going away, and that's dangerous. It is really, really dangerous. Okay, we're back tomorrow. Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka at 7:30.
It's Friday.
And get Friday going. Get the whole weekend kicked off tomorrow. Thank you so much, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Talk to you tomorrow. ESPN 93.5. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Hey, I'll meet you on the radio tomorrow between 7 and 9. And again, the Jeremy Warner Show tomorrow will be live at Duncan on West Springfield with Jay Layman, handing out some free new samples. All right. Hey, thank you for listening. Have a great Thursday.